Everybody bow. And we're back, episode 14, like I open up every single week. It's your boy, The Pusher, with Laughing Abby, and it's a beautiful day.
It is.
Thank you so much, Wild Crew, for joining in with us today on our podcast. Today, we have some interesting topics, information, questions, and we're going to get all into it right now. So go ahead, sit back. Relax, and let's get into it. So Laughing Abby, you ask us a question every single week because you are our content manager, and today you have some content for us. What's the first question?
I do. So the thing that I was thinking about this week, let me tell you why I was thinking about it first off. So between this whole corona crap, excuse my French if you don't like that word. And if you haven't heard, in Georgia, which is where we live, in South Georgia, there was a shooting. I think it actually happened. I'm not super familiar with it, to be honest, because I try to stay out of the media. But that sounded like I was famous. I try to stay out of the media, you know.
You are.
Paparazzi, you are follow me around. but I think it happened like 2 months ago. It
happened in February.
Okay. And it's just now coming out in the media, but a black man, 25 year old, was killed. And I don't want to get super in depth with that, but it's the idea that, we should be speaking out about things has been on my heart lately. Mm-hmm. So I just started asking, like, how do you make your voice count? And so some of the stuff we're going to talk about today is just going to be like, in the time that we live in, everyone has a voice with social media.
Yep.
And so how do you make your voice count? And how do you know when to speak up? How do you know when not to speak up? What do you speak up about? Where do you speak up? All that type of thing. So
yeah, so that is a very controversial conversation that the world is having right now. Mm-hmm. Of course, you know, you're going to have both sides of the story. Of course, you're going to have both sides of the, you know, you're going to have people advocate for both sides, mm-hmm. no matter what situation it is. Unfortunately, this is another terrible incident, you know, that it pretty much happens all the time when it comes to race, but it goes both ways, you know, in every single case or incident that occurs. But you know, social media does present a voice for every single person, and so we're going to dive into the conversation of basically, you know, how can you have your voice heard, things like that. So Laughing Abby, introduce us with your very first question.
All right, so I guess we can just start with how do you make your voice count? Like, let me,
how do you make your voice count? Is that a question you want to ask?
Yeah, do you have an answer for that? Or do you need me to be more specific?
No, I mean, I think a lot of things flash through my mind as I read that question. How do you make your voice count? And like I said, Wild Crew, anytime you're listening to the Running Wild podcast, and I speak and I say something, I speak from my own opinion or my own life, my mm-hmm. own examples of living.
That's all you can speak from.
And it's true. And so, you know, you can take this for gold or you can take it for trash. But, what you know, as I answer questions on here, I answer from my own experiences or my own thought process. And so when I read that question earlier, I thought about how do I make my voice count? You know, in a world, like you said, that is so filled with voices, you know, in every direction, mm-hmm. through social media, through the news, through your friend groups, through everything, mm-hmm. how do you make your voice count? And two things came to mind. the first thing was your actions.
That's good.
You know, basically what I mean by that is, does my voice or the things I say match my actions? Do I do what I say I'm going to do, mm-hmm. in the sense? The second thing is how do you make your voice count? And it's basically speaking the right things. I don't know how you explain that. I mean, I don't know how I would express it right now. But, you know, in my life, in my circle, does my voice count? I would say it does. And I mm-hmm. hope it does, especially in my circle. But how do you do that? You know, and the first thing I said is present them with actions. You know, your actions carry so much more weight than your words do.
Yeah.
So if you want your words to count, your actions must count 10 times more.
Yeah.
And so as I live my life, everything I strive to do, one, I try to do in excellence. Okay. I try to be honorable and I try to be respectful. I try to honor my word. When I say I'm going to do something, I try to do it to the best of my ability. And therefore, I think that builds influence. And yeah. when you build that influence, people tend to listen.
Yeah.
You know? But yeah, so coming from my point of view, I think that's what I would present the most is, are your actions matching to what you're saying? And if they are, people tend to listen a little bit more.
That's good. I don't really have much to add to that because it's good.
Yeah. Do you agree with that?
I do. I think there's a lot of people, and like you said, I'm only speaking from my experience, but I think there's a lot of people that say, like, for example, people say they care about someone, or like they say they miss someone or whatever, but they don't ever make an effort to reach, like, to actually pursue that person, or you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like, it's empty words.
Yeah.
And when you have empty words so much, what happens?
People stop listening.
You know, it's the same, you know, children's story that yeah. you've gotten since you were little. The boy who cried wolf. You know, it's the same thing. You know, you have empty words so many times, people are not going to listen to you anymore. And you know what? Sad thing is, that happens to so many people.
Mm-hmm.
So many people in my life or in our life or in this world just in general speak but don't take their yeah. words to heart or take action.
I think it's more important for your actions to be heard than for your words exactly. to be heard.
Exactly. Exactly.
In a lot of situations. Because if you say you miss someone all the time but don't pursue them, then it's like, okay, whatever, I'm not going to listen to anything else you ever say. But if you show someone that you miss them or that you care about them, then they're not going to have to know if you miss them.
Yeah.
Or they're not going to have to hear that you miss them. They're going to know.
Yeah, exactly. You know? So I think number one, you know, making your voice count is through actions. That's what I would say. That's good. So Wild Crew, make sure, you know, your actions are speaking louder than your words, you know, and show people that you mean business when you say something.
Yeah, that's good. So the next question I have is, how do you know when to speak up?
That's actually a really good question because I base a lot of things I say kind of around this question.
Mm-hmm.
I tell my wife all the time, I tell Aubrey all the time, like, I will not speak up unless I know I am correct.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, I, a lot of times, am never wrong. I know that sounds super, like, arrogant or whatever, but there's many, many conversations that I keep my mouth closed.
Mm-hmm.
Even when I'm in the room with people, because I feel like I don't have facts or the right information yeah. to release. So why would I cause more drama or cause more, you know, noise. Fake news, make more noise when yeah. in reality I don't have the answers, you know?
Yeah, I have a funny story about this one, actually. It involves you.
Oh, my goodness.
This past weekend, we went treasure fishing, me and you and Aubrey and then one of our other friends.
Yeah.
And I think I think our other friend Michael said that the place we were going was like 12 minutes away.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, it's not. And then you and him both jumped on me and y'all were like, you argue with everything we say. And I don't. That's not my intent. But if I'm, like you said, if I know something, I'm going to speak up about it. And if I don't know something, I'm not going to speak up. Yeah. And that's why I speak up. And that's because the place, I looked it up. As soon as he said it is 12 minutes away, I was like, it is not. I looked it up and it was 23 minutes away.
That's funny.
But y'all jump on me about that. And I'm just trying to make y'all correct in what you're saying.
So I like that. It is funny. It, you know, guys, if you know Laughing Abby whatsoever, if you say anything wrong, even if it's by a centimeter, she will correct you. But anyway.
Not always. That's not true. If it's just us, then maybe, yeah. But if there's people like that don't know me very well, then I can just sit back quietly because I don't want people to think that I'm just this Nazi going around correcting everybody.
Well, and so there's two folds to this then, you know. Well, ask your question again.
Okay, how do you know when to speak up?
So how do you know when to speak up? That's really good because you just mentioned two things here. So the first one is, you know, I speak up when I know most of the details are fact, you know, and like you said, you do the same thing. And then you said something else that you know, puts the two things in perspective. When you're around certain people, like say your inner circle, and you know that you can say things a little bit more, you know, more harsh or more pushy, you know, or like you can be more determined or confident in that situation.
Yeah.
Then, you know, we can strive to be a little bit more like, oh, no, this is correct. But when we're around people that we really don't know, you know, you might not even speak up at all, even though you know the answer, you know, because it's like, that's not my circle. They may think I'm a pusher, even though I'm the pusher. But
especially if it's something like that, that's like directions, it really doesn't matter.
Yeah.
If it's something that matters, then if you're in your circle, say it with an iron fist. But if you're outside of your circle, or if there are people that are outside of your circle around, you can say it, but say it gently, you know?
And that's for things that really don't matter. But now let's talk about things that really do matter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how do you know when to say the right thing or whatever, when things really do matter? For example, this, you know, this topic, this conversation that's happening right now about, you know, what happened, unfortunately, 2 months ago, you know, how do you speak up right now in a way when the whole world is speaking up? Everybody has their opinions. Everyone's leaving thousands of comments upon whatever anybody posts.
Because it matters. It's something that matters.
Yeah. And you know, how out of all the noise, out of everyone's voice, how do you collect the good stuff? You know, how do you know what's true, what's not true? How do you know what's meant from the heart? How do you know, you know, a lot of times people just speak because they want to be heard.
They just simply
want to be heard because everybody else is doing it. So how about I do it? Yeah. You know? And I think that's one thing that social media does that is negative is like, you know, voices should be heard, you know, and voices, you know, should be able to have that opportunity. But I think social media presents it like, oh, when it's just the trending topic, then people just like to make noise and speak. You know, why ain't people speaking all the time about it? You know?
Oh, my goodness.
Someone just called us. Caller number 7. Yes. Yeah. We'll get to them in just a moment. So.
Oh, jeez.
Wow.
Oh, you should have answered that. Did you pause it?
Yeah. No, we're still on. We're still on.
Oh, we're still recording.
We're live. Sorry, guys. Interruption there. Just a moment.
Are you going to edit that out?
No.
Okay. Okay. So, because you brought that topic back up, let's talk about from here, how do you have a healthy conversation with someone that has a different opinion than you?
That's good.
Because the truth of the matter is people have their perspectives based on what they've experienced.
Yeah.
And not like you haven't experienced the same things that I have experienced, so our perspectives might differ a little bit. So how can you have a conversation? Because I think it's important to have conversations with people that have different perspectives than you. And that doesn't mean you have to waver on your perspective, and it doesn't mean you have to convince them to waver on theirs, but maybe it is a conversation that needs to be had.
Yeah. I think simply put, you know, before you go into it, you have to know who you're dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or you got to lay down ground rules, I think, before you go into that conversation. Because the sad thing is, you know, as flesh, as people who are easily tempered, you know,
mm-hmm.
A lot of bad can come out of conversations like that. Yeah. Because, you know, people have a lot of hurts,
mm-hmm.
people have a lot of hate, people have a lot of judgment or opinions. And when you come out on an opposite view, so many times there can be fights or
just
heated
division.
Arguments, division that mm-hmm. are, you know, that are non-healthy, that are mm-hmm. not healthy. But, you know, I've been in a few conversations where, you know, it's been, you know, someone sitting in front of me that has the opposite view of what I have, you know, and simply you put, you know, one, the relationship you have with that person is always going to come first in your beliefs. You know, it's always going to come first than your opinions.
Yeah.
And I think both parties have to understand that. The second thing, if it's someone that you don't strongly have a relationship with, then simply set ground rules before you go into it. Like,
mm-hmm.
like set yourself up for success before you walk into a disaster.
So what do you mean by that? What are some ground rules that you can set?
Like, you know, some things that you can set with somebody is like, hey, you know, if we do start getting mad, like, how about we change the subject and drink some tea? You know what I'm saying? Or whatever. But,
yeah.
You know, you
walk
set,
away for a minute.
Yeah. Or you walk away like, hey, you know, let's have a conversation up until we know we can't handle it anymore. And then we'll stop and we might come back to it for another day, you know, or you set these ground rules knowing that, look, you know me, I know me, you know you, I know you, whatever. And if it gets too much, let's not ruin relationships over that, you know, because we are people. We are still going to live on this earth no matter what. You know, there's not a separate earth right now where you can be teleported and say, hey, these are for those that believe this. These are for those that believe this. No, we still have to live in peace on this earth.
Yeah.
You know, we still have to be neighbors. We still have to befriend each other. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's not, you know, these conversations are much needed. But, mm-hmm. you know, you have to make sure you set yourself up for success before you walk into those conversations. And it's simple. Like, don't be hesitant. Don't be afraid. Just simply set that stuff up for your success. Like, hey, I know I'm going to get really mad if, you know, this carries on way too long. So mm-hmm. let's go as far as we can go. You know, it's just simple. You know, like I said, you don't want to ruin relationships because of something that should never have happened.
I think that's good. I think that one thing, remembering that the relationship is so much more important than that debate or that conversation or whatever. And knowing, like, regardless of whether we see eye to eye when we leave this conversation, it's not going to change the fact that I care about you as a person in general.
Yeah.
And I think something else that I would say is to...
Yes.
The train has left the station. I don't know what I was going to say. We'll just move on.
Okay.
Oh, geez. Well.
You have any other questions there?
Huh. Yeah. Okay, this is a similar question, but could be different. How do you know what to speak up about? Because there's so many different things that you can speak up about. There are relationships that you can speak up about. There's racism that you can speak up about. There is religion you can speak up about.
Those are the three R's. Relationships, racism, religion.
Yeah, I did that on purpose. I'm super wise.
Dang.
Super creative. but there are things that people are passionate about. And there may be a lot of things that one single person's passionate about. So
mm-hmm.
how do you know what to speak up about? Because if you speak up too much, then people don't hear you either.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, I think people are, do they have different expertise in different areas? I think mm-hmm. that's what you're saying. I don't know if that is what you're saying or not. But, you know, people that have expertise in certain areas, it's good to hear them out or for allow them to speak out because they have the most knowledge about that.
Yeah.
You know, for example, I am not going to speak very much of something that I do not know about. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I might have some questions about it, but I won't be trying to shove information down, you know, down your brain if I don't even know what I'm talking about, you know? So, I really don't fully know how to answer this question because, you know, it's just really, you speak out, you know when to speak out when your expertise is called, you know, when you're called upon, when your theme of life is called upon, then speak out, speak about what you've endured, speak about what you've experienced, mm-hmm. you know, because those are the things that truly matter. You know, if you've studied something, if you've gained knowledge about something, then do it. Go ahead and do it. You know, don't hold back. That's mm-hmm. what I would say to somebody who has knowledge or expertise about a specific topic.
Mm-hmm.
Kill it. Go do it.
Can I just say what I was going to say before this?
Go ahead.
I think, too, it's important when you walk into a hard conversation to remember that you're not going into that conversation to change the other person's mind.
Because yeah, that's good.
If they are as passionate about their perspective as you are about yours, then neither one's going to change their mind. You go into the conversation to understand why they think the way they think.
To build an understanding.
Yeah. To give grace and just expand your knowledge and...
To understand that both of you will have different opinions. And you guys can walk away from that knowing that, hey, we're still good.
And there's more than one way to skin a cat. You know what I'm saying?
Don't say that phrase.
Why?
Can we use like a raccoon instead?
Why?
Is that still inhumane? Skinning a cat? That's inhumane.
I don't think our listeners
want to hear that.
Listen, my grandmother still says it, so I'm going to say it, okay?
All right, guys, so there's different ways to skin a raccoon.
Is that what, not inhumane?
What are things you skin? How do you, like...
You skin a deer.
Do you?
Yeah, to get deer meat, right?
Yeah, but when I think about skinning a cat, like, I think about, like, literally just...
Do you eat Chinese food?
Stop. That is terrible. Laughing Abby, I'm going to ask you to apologize to our listeners.
I don't eat Chinese food, so.
Oh, my God.
That was funny.
While crew peeps, I apologize. I apologize for Laughing Abby. That was not endorsed by Running Wild Podcast.
Okay, I apologize. I don't really know why I apologize. I thought it was just funny, but maybe it was inappropriate.
Yes. No. Sincerely apologize to our wild crew right now.
Okay. What am I apologizing for? Why am I apologizing? Because I'm not just going to apologize just to apologize.
You can't make that joke on air.
Why?
For the whole world to hear.
Why? It's a known stereotype. It's a known... I don't actually think that, you guys. Do I need to clarify that?
Okay, there you go. Yeah.
Okay, I don't actually think Chinese... I mean, it may be, but I don't think it is.
Guys, this is not affiliated or endorsed by Running Wild Podcast. I just want to let you guys know right now.
I don't actually think that Chinese food is cat. Oh. But it is a funny joke.
So, apologize the crew.
I'm sorry for, I don't really know what. One time my pharmacist got Chinese food for lunch, and I don't eat Chinese food, so I was eating Chick-fil-A, I think. And every time he stuck his fork into his chicken, I said, meow.
Oh my gosh. Guys, we are going to end the podcast on that note. Oh my gosh, we can't do that. Laughing Abby. Listen, guys, I will have a sincere talk with her after this and just let her know that we...
Should we edit that out? Is that really wrong? Genuinely, I'm asking.
I'm going to leave it on there. I'm going to let the wild crew vote. Wild crew, should we leave that on or take that out?
Let us know. There's a line, and I have a lot of issues trying to find the line.
You can't say that.
I say, James, this is me. I'm being real and authentic, and I don't know where the line is of what to say and what not to say. So,
Wild Crew, we're going to leave you with this vote. Should we leave it on or take it off?
If we're going to post it, it's already out there.
We could edit it.
Okay, Wild Crew, if you think it will genuinely offend people, then we will post on our Instagram story and you vote and we can take it out.
We love you guys so much, Wild Crew. Check us out next week for episode 15.
Oh my gosh, this is crazy.
It's actually 16 weeks, but we're calling it 15 weeks. That's crazy.
That's 4 months.
That's insane. 4 months.
We're doing the dang thing.
We are. We keep it going. Keep it real. Keep it real and authentic up here in Running Wild Podcast. Listen to Laughing Abby's crew jokes. And we're signing off for episode 16.
Share it with your friends.